Live the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gruber. Listen, I'm here as America's voice, an America First individual and patriot. Let me be clear. I'm here to tell you the truth, not to make you feel good. Here are three big things you need to know right now. At least 38 known terrorists, that's number one, have been arrested in the last 3 months coming across the border illegally. And it makes you wonder how many made it. Number two, new polling shows former President Donald Trump has retaken the lead in a potential matchup with Joe Biden. We're a long way from Election Day, that's for sure. And number three, America has suffered 300,000 non-COVID excess deaths since 2020. That according to a study published in the Daily Mail. Something I've talked about here for a very long time. In fact, when I was opposing strict lockdowns from the beginning and joining such initiatives at protests at the state capitol in Lansing, Michigan, I warned against the damage it would do to kids. I warned that a mental health crisis was likely to follow. And I said people would start dying at a much faster rate in a couple of years because things like mammograms and colonoscopies and other screenings would be missed, resulting in higher cancer rates and rates of other fatal diseases. Sadly, it's clear that I was right about all of it. And yet, the World Health Organization and others refuse to accept the truth and continue to harp on the idea that taking the mRNA jabs will somehow help when they did nothing to slow the spread of the SARS-CoV-2 virus. And it seems more clear with every passing day that those injections also caused considerable harm to possibly millions of people around the world. According to the huge spread in the Daily Mail and the research, the U.S. has suffered nearly 300,000 more deaths than usual in more than 2 years of the pandemic that cannot be attributed to COVID itself. Unrelated. Researchers blaming lockdowns and delays in health care. That's right. Last time I checked, you need to go to the doctor to make sure you're getting checked for certain things. And if you don't, bad things happen, which is exactly what I told you would be the result. The latest official data shows there were 1.26 million excess deaths between February of 2020 and the end of 2022. All right? Of which around 300,000 did not have COVID as their main cause of death on their death certificates. These are thought to be mostly made up of surges in death from cancer, heart disease, drug overdoses, and other preventable causes. However, a full analysis by the CDC is still likely weeks away, if they ever tell the truth. Dr. Cody Wang is a health policy expert from Indiana University. He told the Daily Mail that these pandemic mandates kept people who needed care the most away from the doctors and the offices they needed to be at the most, costing thousands of lives, maybe a lot more. The official death toll due to COVID-19, according to the CDC, is about 1.1 million, not quite that high, but almost. But that does not include associated deaths such as fatal overdoses during lockdowns. The United States has suffered a larger increase in deaths than many other nations, including Sweden, which famously opted against COVID lockdown measures. The country has suffered a 14% increase. Our country has suffered a 14% increase in deaths over the past 3 years when compared to the average number of expected deaths calculated from previous years. By comparison, Sweden recorded a 5% increase. It's a hard question to decide how many lives were saved by the shutdowns, said Dr. Wing, but it appears to be a very small number, 10,000 or less maybe. It was the lockdowns and hospitals refusing to take normal patients that is now showing up in the statistics. It's pretty clear here, my friends. The patients that could least afford missing appointments and having routine screenings are the ones being hit the hardest. Data from nearly every country that instituted lockdowns in spring 2020 show a stark increase in deaths from all-cause fatality. Again, heart disease, cancer, other common ailments that were just not treated. People were not seen in a timely fashion. Some experts believe the recent increase in other causes of death around the world and Britain specifically would also have been avoided without the strict lockdowns. And while some states like California, Michigan, and New York had acted strict mandates, others like Florida and Texas avoided state-level orders altogether, their excess death rates lower than the states I just mentioned. Even after many of these orders were dropped, many clinics shifted primarily to telehealth services rather than in-person doctor visits to keep people from seeing healthcare professionals directly and preventing the virus from spreading among the most vulnerable, they claimed. The CDC reporting a 5% increase in cancer deaths beginning in 2020. It appears that number is now rising, and cases that should have been caught earlier and treated were missed. People didn't show up, or the clinics were closed, or routine checks of lymph node glands and other things, or things that a healthcare professional could have seen were not seen.
Surveillance and genetics.
Because we kept the place locked down. Another study from Dartmouth found a 22% increase in the deaths of patients with Alzheimer's disease. And that was just in the first year. The rate of heart disease fatalities jumped by 4%. It's also growing. But the World Health Organization is just not getting the message and continue to push for more strict controls. And now the organization, funded primarily by the communist Chinese, is eyeing climate change. Climate change. Hoping to declare a worldwide climate crisis so they can maintain control over you. It's not about your health. It's not. No, the WHO is clinging tightly to the COVID pandemic, praying to squeeze every single ounce of power it possibly can out of it, while shifting its gaze to a new crisis. Listen to this.
Surveillance and genetic sequencing have declined dramatically, making it more difficult to track known variants and detect new ones. And there is a torrent of pseudoscience and misinformation circulating, which is undermining trust in safe and effective tools for COVID-19. My message is clear. Do not underestimate this virus. It has and will continue to surprise us, and it will continue to kill, unless we do more to get health tools to people that need them and to comprehensively tackle misinformation. COVID-19 is not the only threat facing humanity. Since the turn of the year, I have spoken about the myriad threats that demand an unprecedented response, from cholera to conflict to the climate crisis.
Yeah, the biggest threat that we face, the biggest crisis we face, are power-hungry fools like that man, insisting that lockdowns worked. They didn't work. They're an abject failure. A failure of healthcare, a failure of governance, a failure of leadership. And as a result, some businesses boomed, like mortuaries and funeral homes. And they're going to boom for years to come because of people that went untreated when they should not have, because of directives and mandates and edicts from on high at the ivory towers. I'm not done here yet. I've got a lot more to discuss on this matter. 300,000 excess deaths, at least. We'll be right back.
Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down, unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
This is the sound of a brand new outdoor grill being hurled off a 20-story building. Now a stylish glass coffee table. An electric guitar. These are the things you could enjoy all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Visit EnergySavers.gov and get tips on how to save energy and money. Then do things like switch to Energy Star light bulbs or Energy Star appliances, and you could save hundreds of dollars a year. So this doesn't happen to the recliner you've had your eye on, or this to the treadmill on your wish list, or this to the shiny new bike your kid's been asking for. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.